BBC Radio Lancashire with ABBA this afternoon. Gilly and Friends in the afternoon. Quick reminder, we will take the minute silence at 2:30 this afternoon, along with the rest of the country, of course, to mark 12 months since the Manchester Arena bombing. Live this afternoon from UCLan in Preston, let's have a quick word with the gentleman we've not caught up with for a while, Stephen Harding. Now, we were talking Vikings, weren't we, Stephen? And you are the expert at Vikings and taking DNA. And I think in West Lancashire in particular, there was a big Viking enclave, wasn't there?
Absolutely, yes. West Lancashire is one of the Viking hotspots in the northwest. You know, Norwegian Vikings, not Danish Vikings, who came in through the east. Fans of the Last Kingdom will recall all the goings on there. But these were Norwegian Vikings which came into the northwest, who came through the Shetlands, Orkneys, down the Irish Sea, Isle of Man, and then to Ireland. And then they were expelled after a great battle there. I think the chronicles tell us in the year 902. And they came over to the northwest, including West Lancashire. And we did a DNA survey a few years ago to see the extent of ancestry still in the area, based on old West Lancashire and Wirral across the Mersey families. That survey appeared to show that there was up to 50% of the DNA in the old population may have been Norse in origin. And that survey has been extended across to North Lancashire and Cumbria. It's a survey involving also the University of Leicester. You know, there's a strong genetic team there. That's where they did all the Richard III stuff. And it's because of Richard III we haven't been able to finish the survey of North Lancashire.
So
and
that's
Cumbria,
held you
afraid.
Up, has it? How come that's held you
it's,
up then?
It's because all the resources have been diverted to there, really. There's been lots of follow-ups that have been happening. So hopefully we'll be able to finish off the survey soon. What we have been able to do is, when we were doing the West Lancashire Wirral survey, we made one or two very reasonable assumptions about one of the Norwegian signatures we were looking for. Now, we've been able to check that out using, you know, more modern resolution methods, and indeed we've proven that our assumptions were absolutely fine. So everything is kosher.
Also with us this afternoon, Paul Sherman from Northwest Heritage. A little bit about your involvement here.
Yeah, we're a community organisation, and we've helped to put some of the items together for the big Viking Rediscover the Legend exhibition, which is now showing at the Atkinson in Southport, and it's the only venue in the country that will show many Viking exhibits. You won't be able to see them anywhere else.
You've been waiting for this man to come along, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes, from the area, and now he's here. And Paul has done on a voluntary basis. He's done a fantastic job, and in fact, the region is very fortunate in attracting this Vikings Rediscover the Legend, big exhibition going on in Southport. It's one of only four locations in the UK that have been chosen, and we've got it here thanks to Paul and Joe Chamberlain and Stephen Whittle, who managed the Atkinson, and it's absolutely brilliant. It's a mix of standard Viking stuff, which is in the UK, and also a very impressive local Lancashire Northwest finds.
We'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more after 2:30 this afternoon, but this one takes us to 2:30, and that minute silence, of course, as we mark 12 months since the Manchester Arena bombing. That's on the way next.
You are far when I could have been your star. You listen to people who scares you to death, and from my heart, strange that you were strong enough to even make a start. But you'll never find peace of mind till you listen to your heart. People, you can never change the way they feel. Better let them do just what they will, for they will. If you let them steal your heart kisses and lies. So what they will, for they will, if you let them steal your heart, and people will always make the lover feel a fool. But you, I loved you. We could have shown them all.
BBC Radio Lancashire, it's approaching 2:30, and today we remember all those who lost their lives in the bomb attack at Manchester Arena 12 months ago. 22 people were killed, including Jane Tweddle from Blackpool, Michelle Kiss from Worley, Georgina Callender from Chorley, and the youngest victim, 8-year-old Safi Roussos from Leyland. Together with the rest of the country, we now join in a minute's silence to remember them and all those who were injured. BBC Radio Lancashire, Somewhere Over the Rainbow with Ariana Grande on Gillian Friends in the afternoon. We're live today from UCLan, the University of Central Lancashire. Stephen Harding with me this afternoon, along with Paul Sherman. Big event for you tomorrow, Stephen, which we'll talk about in a moment. You're talking at the Atkinson about the Vikings. But as you say, Paul here, Paul Sherman, one of the driving forces, I think, behind this exhibition, Paul, is that right?
That's right. We've contributed several hundred items to the exhibition. Probably about a third of the total number of exhibits have come from people who've managed to make contact, either from our own collections or from contacts both locally, nationally and internationally. We've even managed to get some objects from the Viking Age from colleagues in Europe.
So tell me a little bit about your collection then. Who does it belong to then?
Most of the items actually belong to private collections, and what we've done for the Atkinson is coordinated to bring all those items together to get them on show, many of which have never been publicly displayed before.
And just to bring Stephen back, we did talk a while ago about the Silverdale hoard, of course, the Silverdale hoard, which was found, I think, in a farmer's field.
Darren Webster, yes.
Yeah. And some of that is on show at the Atkinson.
It's all on display.
All of it, yeah.
Just remind us of that story, because it's an interesting story for anybody who's metal detecting, isn't it, this?
Yes. Well, Darren was detecting, and he had a suspicion that there was something something there, and he came across something metal, and then what he discovered was this pot, and there was lots of coins around it. But he did the right thing. He contacted the local finds liaison officer, I think it was Dot Borton, and when she came along to see this stuff, I think a jaw dropped.
Wow.
With over 200 items of, you know, of treasure, of jewellery, silver, coins in this. And Darren did the right thing. He didn't disturb it. He didn't start poking about. He left things as they actually were. And because the position in these caskets is almost as important as the material themselves. And and that's now been dated and on display. It's owned by the museums in Lancashire. They paid a handsome price to Darren and the landowner for this. But yeah, it's now on display with all the other treasure and displays at the Atkinson. So definitely worth seeing. But Paul's material, what's impressive about his, there's quite a bit of items found at Crossan's, which we think used to be some sort of trading point. But there's quite a few farm implements from the Viking Age, and this conveyed a sense of, you know, peace rather than sort of swords and things which you think you might find with Vikings, but to find farming implements sort of confirms that these guys really were mainly peaceful rather than, you know, tough guys, thugs.
And the exhibition's on still quite a while to run yet, till July.
That's right, John. It runs until the 7th of July, so there's plenty of time to get yourself over to Southport and see these important items on display.
Good reaction to it when people have visited the Atkinson?
Very much so. The first day was absolutely packed. They hit visitor numbers target within 3 weeks, and it's been busy ever since.
And tomorrow, Stephen, you're giving a talk there tomorrow evening, I think, aren't you?
No, tomorrow lunchtime.
Tomorrow lunchtime.
There's going to be a book signing. We've got a new book out called Science and the Vikings, which includes the DNA and also the physics, the metal detecting stuff, the isotope work, and all the other scientific contributions to our understanding of Vikings. So I'll be signing a book before the talk, so if you get there a bit early, we might try and take a fiver off you or a tenner off you or something.
And what do what does the talk entail then?
The talk's going to focus on the DNA, but in its sort of modern context in West Lancashire and in the north. In the northwest, as I said, we will be sort of providing more data, basically confirming the results that we got before with the high levels of Scandinavian DNA in the mixture across the old Lancashire, West Lancashire, and Wirral communities, and point to what we're doing in the future, and also for the public, explain what modern DNA testing is about in terms of understanding populations, and also in terms of individual ancestry. People now pay quite
lots
a bit of money,
don't they, to have the DNA.
They want to know whether the stuff they're getting back is fine, and generally speaking, it is.
Yeah. So that's on tomorrow, a little lunchtime talk for you tomorrow, and the exhibition, as you say, Paul, is on until July the 7th.
That's right,
isn't it? Yeah. So always a nice cup of coffee at the Atkinson as well, I find.
Absolutely. Can I close by paying tribute to someone, actually?
Yeah. Oh, you can, yeah.
Because there was a chap who was chairman of the West Lancashire Heritage Association, Patrick Waite, who was a great help with the DNA testing when we were doing it in terms of recruiting volunteers who satisfied the old West Lancashire criteria. Sadly, Patrick died quite recently, so tomorrow's talk will be dedicated to him.
Yeah, well, lovely. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Stephen Harding, and also Paul Sherman as well on BBC Radio Lancashire. This is Toto and Africa. We'll head towards the travel at 3:15 this afternoon on the programme. Lots to come between now and 4, live from New Clan in Preston. This is Africa. Good afternoon.